Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, among other things. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to a longtime Brain Trust member, Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She is the co-author of the Harper Report, and her job is to help you and me have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Just kind of sounds like me, doesn't it? And we've been working together now for a long time. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back, Jim.
Always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Pam, and especially when we get a chance to report on the great work that you do with some guy named Scott Harper.
Yeah, I happen to know him.
How do we know him? We know him well.
We know him very well. He's a husband/business.
Okay, you guys have been working on something recently you call emerging opportunities. Not emerging markets, folks. Emerging opportunities. Now, tell the audience what you...
Well, the fact is that there is so much information that is out there. You know, one day you hear the economy is going up, it's going down, you know, there's this happening and that happening, and it's hard to know what to take seriously. And so one of the things that, for example, how many of us would have imagined, say, just 5 years ago, that Facebook and Twitter would be such dominant forces mm-hmm. in the market? You know, mm-hmm. who would know? Mm-hmm. But there are some people who did, and those are the people who are riding the wave to success. And so what we're trying to do is to enable people, especially companies and CEOs who are forward-thinking, to get more involved in how can they take advantage of things that are coming to happen, and how do you figure out what's for real and take advantage of it when you can still profit.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you look at the platform that social media is built on, that Facebook is built on, is nothing fancy. There's nothing exceptional about that platform. The concept of people getting together and wanting to be around each other, I mean, that's primordial, isn't it? I mean, face-to-face, Janet. I mean, Pam, face-to-face, Pam, was the
yeah,
original.
It is a tool.
Social media. But my point is, but when you got one on one hand and one on the other hand, you say, wait a minute, what happens when I put these together? Then you got...
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
And so what we're talking about is, there are a lot of different kinds of trends that are out there and different ways to access this information. And so, for instance, in our Harper report that people can access, we talk about three ways that you can actually start tapping into these things so that you can get more of the results you want.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Exactly. So another example of an emerging opportunity would be mobile.
Yes.
I mean, that's a great example, and one reason is because there is no comparable emerging opportunity, as you define it. There's nothing comparable to that in the 20th century.
Not really, no. And it's coming to pass that it's more reliable. I think the thing that's happening is that we're seeing more technology come to pass, more reliable technology. And so it stops being about early adapters, and it starts being mainstream. Our point is that you need to be looking at these things on a regular basis. There are a variety of areas to start looking mm-hmm. so that you can almost take it like a kaleidoscope and say, how can we take advantage of changes in regulations,
right.
in technology, mm-hmm. in demographics, in markets? And I have some great examples that I've seen as I've been looking out there.
Well, I see you mentioned something just now, Pam, that I think is really important to overlay a particular technology or a particular product or a particular whatever it may be, and that's demographics. I mean, if that's one of the most dynamic elements, most dynamic forces in this whole emerging opportunity thing you're talking about, because everything is about people, right? Human beings, we buy the things and use the things. So if you've got fewer of one group or more of one group, or their tastes, you know, however their tastes are emerging, the way human beings, how many there are and what they're doing, that's a huge part of this emerging opportunity landscape,
isn't
it?
Absolutely, Jim. And for instance, a fascinating example of this is a company, I met the CEO several years ago, called WineChateau.com. A little advertising for them.
Okay, Pam, hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to let you talk about those people. Folks, that's the tease. We're gonna take a quick break. It's 20 till, right back with Pam Harper. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We're talking about emerging opportunities. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.